Hello and welcome to Walk the Pod, your daily walking show where I take my podcast for a walk because I don't have a dog. Absolutely delighted to be back in the small park behind the large hospital this lunchtime with series 47, introducing a deep dive into curiosity. What is it? Is it exciting or dangerous? Is it the wick of learning? Is it the thirst of the soul? Is it dangerous and cat-killing and should be avoided at all costs? We will be exploring this fascinating topic over the next 10 episodes. Welcome to Walk the Pod. Thank you very much indeed for walking with me. As usual, Walk the Pod has been recording daily walking episodes for just 10 minutes since November 2020. And I'm delighted to be in the third full year of recording series for you, dear friends, all over the world, walking wherever you're walking, and using Walk the Pod perhaps to start your walk. The first 10 minutes can be the 10 minutes where you are thinking, oh, I'm not quite in the mood for this, I'm not in the headspace to do a 10-minute walk. So I'm delighted to be speaking to you as you launch out on your walks at lunchtime, away from your desk, getting away from your emails, your co-workers, the four walls with which you are most familiar during your waking hours. And I'm hoping that if you will stick with us for a few series, you will suddenly come to see Walk the Pod as something you really look forward to, because it accompanies you walking, which boosts your mood in turn for the next 2 hours. This is what scientists say about 10-minute walking. Now, curiosity is our topic this month, because we take a topic every month to think about while we're walking. And I always encourage everybody to pay attention to what's directly in front of them as they walk. It's very, very grounding. Also sparks new thoughts and allows the things that we were thinking about at our desks to just slide into the back of the brain and be processed by the unconscious for a bit, which sometimes means that later, when our hands are too deep into the washing up to be able to write it down, a new idea springs forth. So I'm hoping all of that will happen for you, and I'm hoping that you'll find walking to be absolutely revolutionary in terms of how helpful it can be as a gentle form of exercise. So curiosity is our topic this month, and for the next 10 days we're going to be thinking about various different aspects of it. I want to start with some lovely positive stuff about curiosity, brought from a few people who were prolific in their writing. Einstein, let's just start with an enormously creative scientist. Einstein said, I have no special talents, I'm only passionately curious. And one thing I think that it's quite interesting to think about as we go through the series is the fact that curiosity can be the start of something which eventually ends up being something that we wish we'd never got into in the first place. Think about Oppenheimer and his curiosity about physics, which eventually led him to create something which caused enormous amounts of death and pain and trauma in the world. Or Crash Override in Hackers, a character who dabbles on the internet, engages his curiosity and eventually ends up in big trouble as a result. And all of this sort of fictionalized in stories like Alice in Wonderland and Star Trek, where people engaging their curiosity and finding out more and more about their world can sometimes find themselves in sticky situations as a result. And does this mean that we should be nervous about engaging our curiosity? Or can we conclude that actually curiosity is the wick of learning? Which is a rather lovely thing that William Arthur Ward once said. And in fact, therefore, it can be seen to be the central drive of ourselves as creative people. And it doesn't matter, actually, that our curiosity takes us in lots of different directions and means that we are curious about lots of different things. We shouldn't see that as inconsistency. We should see that as just the central wick of our learning, and that's all we need to think about it as. We don't need to be worried that we're not specialising and not drilling a completely consistent oil shaft. That's not necessarily what I mean, dear friends, but you know what I mean. The fact that our curiosity takes in lots of different directions should not be a cause of shame. We should instead remember that actually, if curiosity is at the centre of everything that we do, that we can follow it absolutely, and all our urges, if they are curiosity based, cannot possibly be wrong. And then we get back to positive self esteem and self regard and trusting ourselves. And something else, which I can't remember. But we did a whole series on it. And you probably can remember what it is. The point being, what I hope we're getting towards is that curiosity is a good thing. But let's see where we get to, because I would like to explore lots of different angles of this, as we always do. And I'd like to also invite you to send me your thoughts on the topic. Very noisy dog suddenly come into the park. The voice note function, which you can access by going to walkthepod.com and pressing on a button mark, leave a message for Walk the Pod, is there as usual, and I would very much encourage you to leave me 90 seconds of your beautiful voice on our topic so I can bring everybody your thoughts as well as mine. What can I see directly in front of me? Well, I'm in the park behind the hospital. It is pretty grey. I had an absolutely beautiful day on Saturday, and I was frolicking in RHS Wisley with Sam and my lovely sister Helen. And can I apologise now for the state of my voice, which is very full of hay fever at the moment. And as you know, I have some respiratory problems in the first place, so a bout of hay fever can make me sound like I'm on death's door, but I can reassure you, I'm absolutely fine, honestly. The day was beautiful on Saturday, and then the weather today is a bit more miz. But what can I see directly in front of me, apart from the fact that it's a bit of a miz day? Well, there's three brown pups in the park, little cockapoo type things, barking away. And their various owners standing around chatting and trying to introduce them to each other and get them to behave more in a more friendly way to each other. I can see the grass, which has definitely been approached with a no-mow May kind of haircut this lunchtime. They've left it to grow long, and that is very good for all kinds of pollinators. So in May, we let the grass grow in certain parts of the UK, or maybe they've just forgotten to mow it. I don't know. I've mowed half the grass at home in order to allow the back half to be the party at the back with the butterflies and the bees and everything. And there's a couple of tots in the play park, and a couple of pigeons, brown pigeon, not a grey pigeon as usual. That's quite exciting. And not so many people out today because the weather is not glorious as one would hope for mid-May, but actually a little bit overcast. Not raining, but just looking like it might rain any second. Lots of little sycamore helicopters all over the ground, which must have gone early. I'm sure they shouldn't be helicoptering quite yet. And what I think is probably a great tit in the tree. getting better at identifying the great tit. And I know that there is one in this park as well, which helps. Thanks to Merlin, who's been telling me what the birds are over recent weeks. So feeling a bit under the weather as we start the new series, but hopeful that whatever pollen it is that I'm allergic to will move on quite soon. Generally only lasts for about a week and then I feel much better. So just up to the eyeballs with antihistamines at the moment, and hoping that that will sort of clear it up and clear it away. And thank you to Sam, before we even get to Gratitude Tuesday, who has nursed me over the weekend and ordered food and cooked and just generally been a legend. So I am very grateful indeed to Sam for that. Thank you, my love. And just reached at this point, as if to put a full stop at the end of that sentence, a mini roll wrapper on the floor. So that's a full litter update for you from the park as well, dear friends. Thank you for walking with me. It has been an absolute delight to stretch my legs with you this lunchtime, particularly when I'm feeling slightly bleh. So thanks for coming with me. Thank you for being well. Thank you for listening as we do our 10-minute walk around the park. And if you're trying to get into the habit of doing a 10-minute walk, I can also recommend to you the concept of a streak. If you like that sort of thing, put a note in your diary to say you did a walk today. Put a note in your diary to say you did a walk the next day. And see whether the fact that you have a nice streak of walks brings you joy as you try and embed your new habit. And if you're really, really struggling with your walking habit and building it up and so on, you can always write me a note, walkthepod@gmail.com. But how are you getting on? I have many more tips I could share with you if you're finding it a bit tricky. Because it is tricky. I'd start a podcast in order to embed a daily walk in my schedule. It's not an easy thing. So if you're finding it difficult, or you find you're listening to this in your house and you're not going for a walk, I have many tips. Walkthepod@gmail.com. Take care of your beautiful mind, yourselves and each other. And I'll be back with more thoughts on curiosity, more of what I can see directly in front of me, possibly in the rain, tomorrow.